today on Apostle Kabo's podcast radio show.
Yeah, thank you, Father. We give you praise. So the month of Elul brings on to us the time of prayer, the time of seeking God, the time of drawing closer to God. Because this month of Elul is, like I said, it's when God formed the body of Adam. And on the very first day of the month of Elul, he breathed the breath of life. And the body of Adam, which is the temple of our forefather, our beginner of this journey that we are in concerning God, which is Adam, his body had life on this first day of the month of Elul that begins our 40 days of fasting. Hallelujah. So these 40 days of fasting, they fall around September, August, ending August, around that, and as you enter into September. And when we started fasting prophetically, God gave us this fast and this season, and he said, Son of Man, I want you to reach to a place where you introduce this season to the entire movement of Christianity. Because Christians do fast, but they fast in different areas. They throw their fasting anyhow. But these 40 days, we are fasted around this time. Why? Because as we go 30 days in the fasting, 40 days, we are entering into a new year. So God wants us to prepare ourselves for that new year when God gave Adam the garden in Eden. Yeah? 30 days after, when God was with Adam, 30 days after, yeah, he planted a garden. And everything that was good that is in it, everything was given to Adam 30 days after. So Adam was with God 30 days. 30 days he starts to see things grow out of the land, out of the ground. Okay. Now, 10 days from that, then God tells him, don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because that's the tree of tithe. And these two trees, which were significant, were in the middle of the garden. One was the tree of life, bringing forth 12 fruits, which are representing the 12 sons of Jacob, which also represents the 12 months that governs the calendar of Adam in the Garden of Eden. But this midst, there was also another tree, which was the tree of life. And God said, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God says to him, don't eat from it. The day you eat of it, you will surely die. You will enter in covenant with the spirit of death. You will die. Adam was not supposed to die. Adam was supposed to be raptured, but he died because he entered in a covenant with death. We were not supposed to die, but we were raptured because we entered in the covenant. We were supposed to be raptured, but because we entered in the spirit covenant with the spirit of death, that's why there is death, dying. So these 40 days of fasting, it's coming back to that place where we honor God and we understand the revelation when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, when he formed his body, when he breathed, and from that time he gave him the garden. All this, we revive it back again into our lives via these 40 days. And the Lord said, these 40 days, we need to start to seek God. Moses sought God for 40 days. It was again the same period of time. Yeshua fasted. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to fast, to pray, and to be tempted. When was that season? 40 days of fasting. These 40 days, the month of Elul. So if Yeshua fasted in these 40 days, we ought to fast these 40 days. Hallelujah. So we are going to intercede, we are going to pray through the 40 days. And the Lord said that these 40 days will fill the earth. And we are going to see the body of Christ as they receive, as they revive themselves into these 40 days. We are going to see ourselves being revived into the presence of God. The Garden of Eden, the riches, the wealth, the power, the dominion that God gave to the church. It will all be recovered, redeemed back, restored and renewed through these 40 days of fasting, as we learn how to fast, as we learn to seek God in this season, it also activates us to know when God begins a new year, because it takes us into the new year. It takes us into the feast of Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of a new year. It takes us into the feast of the 40 day, last day of fasting, which is called the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. It takes us into the Feast of Tabernacles. According to the scripture, it's expected to be the feast when God will rapture his people, when all people come from the different parts of the world to come like fruits that are gathered to be taken away, to be raptured. Fruits that are gathered from the corners of the earth. The fruits that are pleasing unto God. The fruits that are pleasant unto God. They will be brought for rapturing in that month of the Feast of Tabernacle, which is the seventh month. So these 40 days are ushering us and preparing our spirit, mind, and body for all these experiences that pertains to God's holiness from heaven that comes down into the earth. And if we don't fast for these 40 days to know God in these 40 days, we might not relate to God. In fact, the book of the Song of Solomon is read around this time of month of Elul, when we are fasting for 40 days. It is read. When you read the book of Song of Solomon, it's a book of intimacy. It's a book between a female who is running after a male. And she could do anything to grab or to take hold of this male. She sacrificed anything. She was willing to go in through whatever circumstance to attain this male. And in the scriptures and the Song of Solomon, the rapture is also reflected there. A high level of intimacy is reflected there. The picture of the five wise virgins is also reflected there. The picture of the five wise virgins going into the place where they enter into the festival of marriage with the bridegroom is also, you see it in the book of Song of Solomon. Hallelujah. So these 40 days are very powerful. They fall onto us around August, end of August or September. Whenever you reach that time, remember, we are coming close to the 40 days. You reach in August, look out for the 40 days around September. Look out for the 40 days. Hallelujah. And may God bless us as we seek him during these 40 days of prayer and intimacy, repentance and renouncing of all our carnal mind, fleshly desires, so that we may relate to God's spiritual mind and intimacy with him. May God bless and speak. Hallelujah.